To another work week. Hope you and yours are doing fine and you had some good times the last couple of days. Maybe you had a chance to catch some of the baseball finals, the final actions, the Giants getting into the postseason perhaps. Maybe you were watching some of the football, like the Bears go down. Wow, not looking so good against the Giants. The Giants defense manhandling those Chicago Bears that somehow managed to be 3-0 and winning over a lot of fans among those who call themselves analysts, talking about what a great team it was and what was going on with Jay Cutler. Cutler was knocked out with a concussion in the game where New York knocked out the Bears 17-3. So maybe you were watching some of that. In the meantime, there are other fish to fry, and that includes these crazy, crazy terror alerts. And the reason they're crazy to me is because they're very vague. So it's not like they're the terror alerts from the State Department are, geez, don't go to the Louvre or the Eiffel Tower, don't go see Big Ben, because if you're somewhere in that vicinity, it could spell danger for you. Just, we've got problems with what's happening in Europe as far as terror is concerned, and to me that kind of leaves people in a quandary who might already be there or people who are intending to go there to try to figure out what it is they're supposed to do. So check this out. If you go to the State Department's website, that's the warning that you'll see. This is what you'll see, that you have to be vigilant if you're in England or if you're in France. Be careful in public places, tourist spots, transportation areas, which is exactly what you would be doing if you were visiting. But when the State Department says that it's rare for Europe, it's very rare. You might see it in countries where there's unrest, but not in Europe. So this may be one of the first times I can remember that we've seen that, except for right after 9/11. And then what you need to know is the alert is just one step below a formal travel warning telling, flat out saying, do not go to Europe. And what you would read if you go to the site is it says U.S. citizens need to take every precaution to be aware of their surroundings and to adopt appropriate safety measures to protect themselves when traveling. What are the appropriate safety measures? Don't go to any museums or go out to the outer places where there's not a big populace and you have no chance maybe of getting annihilated when the people come in with guns like they did in Mumbai, because that's what the suggestion is, that it's going to be some kind of a Mumbai-like attack. This means the airports will be trickier to maneuver and all that sort of stuff, but, you know, hotels, all of that would play into this. And the current information is saying that Al-Qaeda and affiliated organizations are planning these attacks and that European governments have taken action to guard against that kind of attack, and they're talking about the heightened threat conditions. Wow. In the meantime, Britain's Home Secretary, that's what they call it, Theresa May, says that the threat of terrorism in the UK is unchanged at severe, meaning an attack is highly likely. They've been concerned for days that it could be assault weapons in public places. And in France, they're saying they could hit us at any moment. Any moment. That's what they're talking about. Wow. So what do you do if you're somebody who is right now in Europe? Do you just get out of there? If you're a student and you're a parent, do you pull your kids and say, sorry, you got to leave, you got to get out of that study abroad program? I would assume that they're going to stay in place, but I think that's pretty frightening if you were a parent. They believe Osama bin Laden, this is the other part of this, if you're listening to me, they believe that Osama bin Laden is behind the terror attacks to these European cities. Now, if that's true, this means of all the warnings and threats and things he said, this would be the most operational type role that bin Laden has played in plotting an attack since September 11th of 2001. Wow. 8 Germans, 2 British brothers, they say, are at the heart of this Al-Qaeda-linked terror plot against the cities, but the planning is still in its early stages. The suspects calling acquaintances in Europe, to plan the logistics. This is according to what the Pakistani intelligence people say. And one of the Brits died in a CIA missile strike, for whatever that's worth. So how close are they to this attack? It makes you wonder. If you want to read it for yourself, it's interesting to go to state.gov, and you can pick that up. All right, so if you're not worried about the threats, some of the other things that happened over the weekend include, maybe I said at the top, perhaps you kicked back and you watched a game or two, but maybe you went to check out this movie about Facebook. Take a listen to the snippet.
Are you all right? I need you. I'm here for you. No, I need the algorithm used to rank chess players.
Are you okay?
We're ranking girls.
You mean other students?
Yeah.
You think this is such a good idea?
I need the algorithm.
All right.
I need the algorithm.
All right, and that, of course, is the founder of Facebook, and Zuckerberg is his name, and there that would be a scene where he's talking about what he's going to do with Facebook, and that was the number one movie at the box office. So obviously some people were intrigued by that. With how big Facebook has gotten, I guess it shouldn't be a surprise, but it raked in $23 million, and this is just in the opening week. Usually after a couple of weeks, you know, it spreads out there. There may be more that also go and see it. I was one of those people. I did see it. A bunch of people I knew were going, and I got roped into going. I can't say it was actually high on my list to see it, but I would say it was pretty interesting. A lot of it had to do with the lawsuit, because his partner, his friend, sued him, and then 2 other guys from Harvard saying that he stole the idea for Facebook also went after him. The name of the movie is called Social Network, and, you know, the intrigue with Facebook, I think, is what led people to be curious and to go and see it. And it's almost all about, like I said, that lawsuit, and it's all about the start of the concepts of it. And this is interesting, because right before the movie came out, Zuckerberg, the guy who founded Facebook, gave $100 million, if you remember that, to charity, which was a big deal, because usually he's kind of this elusive guy. So suddenly he did something very public, and the word on the street was he was worried about how his image would hold up after this movie about him came out, which made him look like he pretty much stabbed the people around him in the back as he was making this thing grow, and he became the youngest billionaire. He is the youngest billionaire on record today. Hang with us. Much more to come in this next segment on America Tonight.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.1580. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.50.28, $6.75.14 for a half ounce, or $3.37.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.50.28, $6.75.14, or $3.37.57.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Quickly to get you up on the weekend mashup, kind of what happened while you were asleep doing those fun things that we talked about, or at least I hope some of you were able to do that. This was a terrible story, what happened at Rutgers, the kid who was a brilliant violinist and happened to be gay, and his roommate decided and another person decided it would be funny to tape him while he was in his dorm room with somebody, and they posted it all over the web. So they streamed it all over the place. So Tyler Clementi, just 18 years old, decided he couldn't live with it, and he jumped from the George Washington Bridge last Thursday, and that's the big span, one of the many bridges. There's like five of them. But it's one of the key bridges that spans the river between New York and New Jersey, Rutgers Universities in northern New Jersey and New Brunswick. So on Sunday, there was a candlelight vigil for this kid, which I think is good because the campus is really torn up by it. It just was the wrong thing for these students to do. And the two students, Daron Ravi and Molly Wee, are charged with invasion of privacy, and they might face additional charges. So we'll see where it goes. And his family, so stunned by it all, had no clue. They are just saying that they hope that this is a call for compassion as to why this had to happen in the first place. And, you know, that at Rutgers, they're just saying that they feel deeply sorry for what happened to the family. That's just a terrible, terrible tragedy. To say the least, it's a terrible tragedy, one that is ridiculous. It shouldn't have happened in the first place, but students are students, and you know, kids, young adults are free to do whatever they're going to do, and you know, it goes to almost to that bullying thing to the umpth degree, and this webcam deal, you know, I have to assume that that's going to be about privacy for sure. So we'll see what the prosecutors in New Jersey cook up, determining what they can do with the two students. And what happened was Ravi, the one guy that I mentioned, sent a message through through the Twitter site about Clementi, and then that's where the whole webcam thing happened, and you know, then it was all over the place on a Facebook page and you know whatnot. And even Clementi himself, when he decided to jump, he posted it saying, jump, all he said was jumping off the GW bridge, sorry. So the family, his family, has been very quiet except to say that it's raised a lot of legal issues for the rest of the country, and you know what I just mentioned about the compassion and the human dignity side, and just an awful, awful, awful thing. Part of now what has become the invasion of privacy because of, unfortunately, technology. While it's great in one sense, it also there's the other side of it, I guess. You know, when we were just talking about social network and how big Facebook is, but there's this other downside to it, big downside to it, and that would be a prime example of what is not great about blogging so much, but posting and getting into taking pictures of someone and being able to stream stuff when they're not even aware of it. How about this for Verizon? Verizon messed up, and now they're going to pay the price for it. And here's what happens. Verizon says it's going to refund about 15 million customers some money back. You might only get $6, but at least you get some money, right? If you were noticing on your bill something that you didn't sign up for, these current customers who got a bill of things that they don't have, certain data plans that they were billed for sessions on their phones, and they didn't initiate them, in most cases was anywhere between maybe $3 and $6. So they'll get one of those little refund checks, might be you, in the mail, might get some credits or even some refunds. What happened was, I guess there was built-in software that messed up, and some of it was on the web where people got charged for things incorrectly. Don't you just love that? You look at your bill, and you have no clue where it's coming from. I can't tell you how often I've been in that situation, and then usually it's some strange, weird thing that got there, and I have no idea how, and then you call them up, and you go through the rigmarole of trying to find it out. I bet you in some cases, people weren't even aware that they're getting this refund, that mess up happened. This case is heavily, heavily on my mind. It's just an awful, awful, sick and twisted thing that happened to these people in Connecticut. You've heard me talk about this before. This Stephen Hayes is a man who's accused of killing three people in a Connecticut family, two daughters and a wife. The most heinous thing you can imagine. And he's entered a plea of not guilty. He's on trial in New Haven, Connecticut, for killing Jennifer Hawk Pettit and her two daughters. The killings happened in a suburb there in Cheshire back in July of 2007. And the house, what happened was, it's a doctor, and he was asleep on the couch. And what happened was they came in the middle of the night and then ultimately wreaked havoc with this family. The husband was tied up and kind of thrown down the steps, in his home, and he was bleeding profusely. I mean, just out of it. Somehow managed to kind of jump over to the neighbors in this, with his hands tied up and his feet tied up, and to try to get help. And this was a tragic, almost comedy of errors in a sad, sick way, because the 9/11 call and trying to respond in time, they weren't able to do it. So the kids were asleep, and they ended up, the two guys ended up setting them on fire, So just an awful thing. The good news is that they were able to get them and get them as they were fleeing from the scene. So Hayes is charged with capital murder, kidnapping, sexual assault, burglary, arson, maybe the death penalty, and I hope he gets the death penalty. If somebody deserves it, I would say this guy absolutely deserves to get the death penalty. Terrible, terrible thing that happened to that family. And then it brings up the whole idea of guns and being armed and what happens in a home invasion. And this was clearly an example of what can happen. Of course, if everybody's asleep, then you know, go to the next step. Would you have known if somebody was coming into the house, and could you respond quickly enough? But, you know, absolutely like a bloodlust kind of deal. And I think that they're going to nail them to the wall. Well, we certainly talked about the Islamic Center that's going up in New York right near Ground Zero massively here on America Tonight. Many of you called in and sent emails and all that other sort of stuff. And now apparently police are looking into some threats against some of the main backers of the center, and that would be the Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf and his wife Daisy Khan. And the threats started, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, and now it's a question of, I mean, are they getting police protection or what's happening there? And this is all over the Park 51 Islamic Center in New York, and it's of course a controversy that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the center has actually drawn a lot of protests since June, when it started to be revealed what was going to be built there. And there is no, you've got the mayor of New York, Bloomberg, who's backing it, and you have a lot of other people who are saying it's insensitive. I would be one of those. I think just move it, because there's too many other places where you could build. This isn't a fundamental site of where it has to be. So why even have this red-hot controversy? It doesn't make any sense. But others would say, well, you know what, you have the right to build where you want to build. And I think we've even seen the last of this. We've barely scratched the surface on this controversy. All right, hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road on America Tonight.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted unintended side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Tonight, how many times do we talk about on this show listening to your gut? How many people listen to their gut? I think a lot of people don't. I don't know why, because I guess it's hard to do. A lot of times it's hard to do that because you try to fight with yourself. You know what I mean? Well, the next woman who's going to join us, she's in our virtual green room, by the way, right now, probably drinking our fabulous latte, has given advice to people like Jennifer Aniston. Boy, she cleans up at the box office, doesn't she? And it seems like she has a super positive attitude from what I know from afar. Demi Moore and Nicole Kidman, just to name a few. And she's got a book out called How to Rule the World from Your Couch. Laura Day is internationally known. She's a big-time speaker, teacher, and consultant. And I'm fascinated by this new book. Laura, thanks so much for popping on ATM. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, why is it that we don't listen to our gut?
Well, because we over-mystify it. Really, what intuition does once you train it is it allows you to turn on a dime. It gives you information that you can prove. So once you really learn to use your intuition and then to document it, what you see is that it's not a belief. It's a reliable skill that can really give you the information that you need time after time.
So you say document it. So in other words, when you start to get feelings about certain things and then you ignore it and then it happens, you start to do that so you realize, ooh, this works.
Not only that, but you begin to give yourself a question set of what or a goal set of this is what I want. And now here's how I'm going to use my intuition, which is what the book is about. How do you use your intuition to say, for example, I want a new job. I'm not sure where to look. How do I then shift my attention in a way that I get information that I can follow up on that actually helps me cut to the chase quickly? And so when you document it, when you act on it, what happens is it becomes a natural process. We're just not trained to use it day after day.
How did you have a lot of best-selling books on different aspects of this whole intuition thing. How did you get so good at this? Did you start when you were young?
you know, I was a lab rat back, and I'm 50 years old. So when I was in my very early 20s, universities were doing a lot of testing on what the human mind could do. And I was good at being tested because I'm a New Yorker, and, of course, we work very well under pressure. So I really learned intuition as a useful skill and as a science, as opposed to an area of mysticism. And then, you know, it doesn't let you down. I mean, the great thing about intuition is no matter what the economic times are, no matter what's going on in your life, because stuff happens to everybody,
yeah,
it allows you to make the right decision time after time. And it's a terrible myth that somehow there's any system to make life easy or perfect. But intuition does allow you to respond to everything that's thrown at you. And I think that that's a very important distinction for people.
I love the title of your book, How to Rule the World Basically from Your Couch. How do you do that? You mean you can just do it from your couch?
Well, you know, a lot of the intuitive skills, such as telepathy, the ability to send a message and receive a message, remote viewing, the ability to really define a situation from a distance, allows you to, for example, know where the person you need to contact is and know who you know who knows them, you know, and then to really do that from your couch and to send a clear message. I mean, one of the things I work on a lot in the book is how do you send clear telepathy? How do you send a clear message over the distance that someone will respond to or that a group will respond to? And the same thing for a product. I mean, I work a lot with companies because part of the problem is when you think of something and then you manufacture it, there's a huge lag in time, whether it's a film or a dress or a, you know, a tea. And so how do you predict how the market will want something served at the time you serve it, which may be, you know, a year from when you actually come up with the idea. And intuition really allows you to do that from your couch. You don't really have to go anywhere for it. You don't have to research. In a sense, all, you know, you have a library at your fingertips. Past, present, and future.
You know, it's interesting, Laura, the people, I mentioned the three women, very famous Hollywood actresses, but I would say what they all have in common is they had a rejuvenated push in their career, I guess. That's what I think anyway, when you look at all three of them, whether it's Demi Moore or Nicole Kidman.
They reinvent
Kidman.
Themselves
yes,
constantly.
Yes, 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 yes. And that's part of this, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because, you know, once again, things happen to everyone. Intuition doesn't mean your life, you know, you somehow make your life perfect. It means that when something comes up, you can do something even better with it. And I think that that's what life is about, is, you know, you master something, and in mastering it, you can have more in your life, you can be more in your life, you can be more in your world. And intuition allows you to do it. Plus, what I love about intuition is that it's not something you have to learn. It's something you're already doing, and you have to kind of clean the mess off from around it. And then you see that you actually have used a skill, perhaps misdirected it, but used a skill over and over again that actually can change your life.
And I agree with you 100%. So many people I've talked to that had success turn things around when they started to listen to what some people would call their inner voice. And you're right when you say you can do that from your couch. For people listening to us that have the doldrums or say, oh, that's a hocus pocus, or I can't do that. A lot of guys might say that I can't do that. What are you talking about? Give us a little cheat thing here. Give us a couple of the exercises that they'll be able to find in the book too, but give us something that people could do right now.
Okay, well, one of my favorite things is, and there's a lot of this in the book, is to do sleep exercises. Because when you're in the sleep state, you're not using your senses to evaluate the world around you. So you're really able to reach out to your environment. So before you go to sleep tonight, write down one issue with somebody you want to have solved, whether it's someone you're employed by or a love issue. So I want John to really reach out to me. And then just go to write it down. And write it down because the mind's a messy place. So it's very important to have things outside of your inner self, which there's
right.
Too much going on in there. Or I want to find a new job. You know, or I have a new job. You can even write it as something that's already happened. And then go to sleep. And when you wake up, write down the first the first senses. So where is your attention when you wake up? Where does your attention go? Where does your memory go? What are you feeling? And just write it down. And you only need to do it for about a minute, not even. And work on the same problem every night until it's resolved, which really shouldn't take that long. And what you're going to notice is, for example, the person, especially if you do telepathy in the book, which teaches you how to do it properly, is that the person you want to resolve something with, out of the blue they call you. Or the job that you were, you know, working on changing, mm-hmm. on your way to work, you bump into someone coincidentally, and of course there are no coincidences, who give you a lead. So it's a way of kind of resetting. That's what we're doing on every, I do a blog, and we're doing this week, we're working on instant reset, you know, and it's a way of really resetting your life because we tend to think in the worried and the negative. But when you're asleep, you're actually able to do things like telepathy or go in and negotiate with somebody or look at your life in the future. Because the problem with reading ourselves, of course, is that we're very trapped by our hopes and fears. It's always easier to tell somebody you don't know about their life, which is what psychics do. You know, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going on. Than it is to know for yourself.
Yeah.
Because for yourself, there's so much history and so many complications. But sleep is a great way to sidestep that. So set a goal in your sleep. The other thing is to do, you know, in the beginning of every chapter, I have kind of a quick hit where you just do each skill. So you, and in the example of telepathy, you pick somebody, you send them a message in a way that they can respond to it. So with a goal. And then, What often happens is that the person does respond. I mean, telepathy, especially if you're doing it with a specific person, is the important thing to repeat over and over because, once again, there's a lot going on, and you want to be the loudest voice. You want to be the first thing on the list that somebody responds to. And you know, I think that a mistake people make with telepathy is they send what they're feeling instead of allowing their attention to give them a sense of what the other person will respond to. So, you know, arguing with a teenager is a typical thing.
Right.
You know, we say, clean up your room, clean up your room, clean up your room. However, if you learn how to speak the other person's language, whether it's a language of a market or languages of a specific person, or learning how to reframe something in a way that somebody gets it. I think, you know, often men and women have trouble communicating because we speak different languages in many ways. Then you're able to send a clear message that someone will respond to. And it's a very important skill.
All right. Boy, you have me sold for sure. We only have like a minute or so left, so this is, I always say there are no bad questions. Did you think that this was going to be your life, that you were going to write all these books and have all these people tell you empowering things, that you empowered them and changed their life?
I knew I was going to be a writer. I knew two things because they were what I wanted. I wanted to be a writer and I wanted to be a mother. Did I ever thought I was going to write about such a weird topic? No. I mean, at seven, no one says, gosh, I want to grow up and be able to tell the future. But I knew I was going to be a writer and I knew I was going to be a mother. And I've been very fortunate in being able to connect with a community, and I'm part of that community. I mean, I write books based on what my readers say, this is what I need now. So it's very enriching for me as well.
Good for you. Laura Day, How to Rule the World from Your Couch. We appreciate it. Good luck with the future and all your other future books.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right, wow, yes. what a great thing. She's right about the deal with trusting your gut. And all of you guys know that out there, trusting your gut. It's like when I make a football prediction and I just know it's going to be wrong. I didn't listen to my gut, seriously. All right, coming up on the flip side, we got odds and ends. Hang with us.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's going to cost you more than $7. Here's where we start on this version of We Can Count. Boy, the iPad is a big sensation with a lot of people, but I think really the iPad sales will soar even more when you get closer to, you know, like Hanukkah and Christmas. So Target has started to sell the iPad tablet, and they've got 6 different models. The 64-gigabyte versions, the Wi-Fi plus 3G, all the different versions of the iPad. And they're available in Target only. They start at $499. The iPad, is it worth it? Apple sold about 3.3 million iPads in the first 3 months on the market. And then probably sold over 5 million during the quarter that just wrapped up in September. But I think it's going to really, sales will really pick up even more, like I said, as you get closer to holiday time, because that's what some people will want to get for whoever and maybe chip in. Maybe it's one of those things where people chip in for something if you're stringing together all those paychecks, because that's we're talking $4.99. It goes way higher than that, but I think it's going to be a boon for Target for sure. The FBI, on the opposite side of things, says cyber thieves stole $70 million. So $70 million of what? Well, what they're saying is agencies in the Ukraine, the Netherlands, and England are tracking down the international cyber criminals who stole that money by using malicious software that captured passwords and account numbers to log on to online bank accounts. Oh, that's so scary, isn't it? At a little press thing they did heading into the weekend, they talked about this operation that they started in May of 2009 when there were some agents in Omaha, Nebraska that were alerted to lots of money being stolen, the flow of it. Then there were bulk payments to 46 bank accounts around the U.S. And then the Ukraine side of things, they came up eventually after tracing this to five people that they thought were part of the thefts, and they have eight search warrants in this ongoing investigation. And this is so scary as to where it all ends up. They're talking about who designed the software and who's used it and who what they call money mules, who transferred the stolen funds to some of these safe havens. And you know where these safe havens were? Hong Kong, Singapore, and Cyprus. So you could have been ripped off, and you could trace this through the Ukraine and then on through Hong Kong or wherever it ended up. In all, 37 people were charged with all of this, with conspiracy to commit bank fraud, money laundering, false identification, passport fraud, and all that sort of stuff. And of course, the role in invading dozens of victims' accounts. 55 have been charged in state court in Manhattan. And the FBI said the software was known as an internet banking Trojan. And what that does is it steals the computer access information, which is what we put in, the usernames and the passwords for bank accounts, for email accounts, for social networking websites. And once they got access to the computer, when a victim clicked on a link or opened a file, they attached it to what seemed like a legitimate email message, and that's how they were able to pull this off. Boy, and you know that there's others that are scores of people that are working on things right now. It's very frightening. It's like somebody told me the other day, and this is a good thing to pass on. Sometimes we have security experts. We've had some good ones on America Tonight over the last year especially. But a good thing to do is change your password up and don't make it obvious. So don't keep using the same password over and over again, even though it's easy for you to remember it and there's a zillion things we have to sign into. But write them down somewhere. Put them somewhere where you can, if you forget them, you can have access to them in some secret place. But change them. If you change them, it's tougher for that to happen, and so scary that the access is ridiculously easy for the people who know how to log into this stuff. All right, you know, we're talking about online schools getting really big, like some people getting a degree from Phoenix, you know, the Phoenix University. Now they're talking about, I saw this somewhere on some television show, I don't know, it was a morning show, I happened to be up, and they're talking about, now that they're talking about students not having to go to school, not necessarily homeschooled, but online school, meaning the person or the kids that are able to do this are the smart kids, though. It's not across the board for everybody at every school. That's starting to happen, though, that there are places where one of the fastest growing things we're seeing in education is this idea that you could go online and learn. In the U.S., 32 states have virtual learning. 25 states offer a full-time online education. Wow. And it's just an option for people that are, I guess, kids that are smart enough to keep up with it, to do the things they need to do remotely. And a lot of traditional schools are starting to offer online courses and use their own teachers to actually be part of the whole curriculum. Boy, that'd be strange, wouldn't it? Can you imagine you have like your, I can't even think about that. You know, like you're an 8-year-old kid and for 2 days a week, you don't go to school because you're sitting in front of the computer and you're learning that way. You don't even have to go in. I guess being a virtual student would have some advantages and some disadvantages, right? But I still think, to me, you have to have some kind of socialization and you got to have some brick and mortar time in these schools. But hey, we may see, if it works, you may see more of an explosion in this kind of thing as schools get more crowded and maybe you have people that stay home. And I wonder how you keep, with all the cheating things that happen, I wonder if it's easier to cheat from home. Matt, what do you think? Can you imagine if you had been able to take some online classroom stuff from home and you didn't have to go into school when you were like in third grade or sixth grade or whatever?
I did an online class when I was in college.
Was that harder or easier?
I don't know. For me, it was about the same because I was pretty good at writing papers and I was also good at taking tests. It was homework where I failed at because I didn't want to do it ever. And so, I don't know. It was kind of, it's a 50-50 thing where you do more actual writing and work and all that for an online class, but you don't have to necessarily do as much like test taking. So, I don't know. But I don't know if it would work in elementary school. I don't get that at all.
I don't either. I think it'd be tougher for elementary school. I'm surprised that you'd have to be a really smart kid, I think, to follow along.
You would think it would have to be, because elementary school is more hands-on.
Yes.
So I don't understand how an online elementary class would work.
Yeah, I don't either. I think that'd be, I think that'd be much tougher. And it's interesting, listening to Matt talk, I think I'd rather do the work than take some of the tests. You know, a lot of times kids that are bright have trouble taking tests, but they're good at all the other stuff leading up to it, and it's hard to prove that with the standardized testing. All right, and this is our last we can count. This one has to do with actor John Stamos. You know who he is, right? And he's not going to be part of this federal court deal in Michigan next week, but he says he still wants to be heard. And why? Because federal prosecutors are asking a judge to allow them to read a statement from him when two people are sentenced Friday for trying to extort almost $700,000 from him. In July, Allison Koss and Scott Sapola were found guilty of conspiracy and using email to threaten a person's reputation. They were accused of demanding money from Stamos in exchange for turning over embarrassing photos of him. The FBI says there was no photos. And that, in fact, Stamos knew the woman for years. He met her in Orlando, Florida, in 2004 when she was 17. And, you know, why that happened and how they decided they thought he was going to pay it, I don't know. But they're definitely up for doing some time for it. And why they thought he wouldn't turn them in and just pay the money, they must not be thinking clearly. Stamos, by the way, now, if any of your kids watch this new big hit on Fox called Glee, he's a dentist on that show. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we got the latest of what's shaking in our own backyard.